edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today. Our live in-studio guest is Nick Moss. He's in town for a performance tonight at Michelle City Lights with his band, The Flip Tops. He's coming off his fourth full-length album called Sadie May. It came out this summer on his own Blue Bella Records imprint. Nick Moss will be stopping in the studio in just a bit for performance and interview. And that's coming up today. Also, we'll get to music from Chris Whitley. The singer-songwriter passed away earlier this week at the age of 45 from lung cancer, and Whitley continued working right up until his death, including a flurry of albums just in the last 2 or 3 years. We'll hear something from his latest, Soft Dangerous Shores, that came out this year, as well as some older stuff from Chris Whitley today on the show. Otherwise, it's all things blues, and Nick Moss coming up in just a bit. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. True to the city from which he hails, Nick Moss specializes in good old-fashioned Chicago electric blues. I don't know if he'll be playing electric or acoustic here in the studio, but playing electric tonight at Michelle City Lights, of course, downtown Old Town Pocatello. That's on the way. We'll start it off, though, with music from John Alex Mason from Colorado. This is called Butterfly Blues.
Why'd you have to leave so soon? Now I say, butterfly, butterfly, why'd you have to leave so soon? Well, sometime I never wish you would have left on. Yeah, left on. Walk, come. Wear her color, yeah, well, I'm proud and bold. I say, my butterfly, wear her color, well, I'm proud and bold. Yeah, now her wingtips dipped in silver, and her soul is made of pure gold. Oh, now, butterfly, butterfly, oh, honey, please come home to me. Now, say, butterfly, butterfly, oh, please come home to me. I say y'all busy drinking nectar like a hummingbird and rambling just like a honeybee. Tell you what I'm on about. Yes, I'm going down the store. Tell you what I'm gonna buy. Yeah, I'm gonna get me a butterfly, and then I'm gonna keep that woman right by my side. Now I say, butterfly, butterfly, Why'd you have to leave so soon? Now I said, butterfly, butterfly, why'd you have to leave so soon? Oh, sometime I wish you never would have left down, whoa, cocoon.
Back in house now, joining us live in the studio today, it's Nick Moss and his band, The Flip Tops, all the way from Chicago. They're in town for a performance tonight at Michelle City Lights, downtown Pocatello. They'll be by in just a bit, and also we pay tribute to Chris Whitley, the blues singer-songwriter, passed away earlier this week at the age of 45. We'll be getting to some selections from his catalog coming up in just a bit as well. Well, this maybe falls more in the category of soul, but nevertheless, legendary soul singer Betty LaVette has a fine new album called I've Got My Own Hell to Raise, and covers a lot of different people, a lot of different styles on it as well. Her version here of Lucinda Williams' Joy. We'll be right back.
nobody. Yeah. Yeah, maybe go out, maybe stay home, maybe call miles on the telephone, but come home.
Latest music there from Michelle Schock. It's Weasel Be Poppin' from Mexican Standoff. She does her best Ryan Adams impersonation, releasing three albums in 2005. Did Michelle Schock. The Black Keys in there as well, doing the Stooges cover, No Fun. That goes back to The Moan from the Black Keys and Betty LeVette. Of course, starting off that first set, Joy, is Lucinda Williams' tune from I've Got My Own Hell to Raise. That's new out from Betty LeVette. Well, word came, I guess it started getting out last night, of the death of singer-songwriter Chris Whitley early this week, who had lung cancer, and actually was a very brief illness. He was touring up until this late summer, early fall, and then he had to cancel his tour dates for the remainder of the year. He also released an album this year called Soft Dangerous Shores, and just another chapter from Whitley in a really adventurous, artistically speaking, musical career. He was really all over the place, never really stood pat with one style, and for that, he'll be remembered as a great artist. We remember him today with some selections from his catalog. We start with this from Whitley from Dirt Floor, going back to 1999. It's Scrapyard Lullaby.
Wake up running on the sacred ground, searching the scrapyard for my dirty crown. I've been walking a very long time. Baby child up on your mama's knee, 35 angels looking after me. They've been watching with eyes so wide. In a sea of steel, I seen a golden glow, screaming the message anyone could know. Like a walking translation on a street of lies, singing these scrapyard lullabies. Take my time for her riches, wait for the diamonds to wrap her in the ditches of love around here. Things are never as they appear. Got a natural pearl in my careless hand, save for the girl who could really understand what it takes to save the gold from the alchemy. From a rusted hood, I seen the stars fall about, screaming the message, anyone to find out. Like a walking translation down a street of lies, singing these scrapyard lullabies. Sweet things, mama gonna bring your anvil some way, and she will let it go. You won't even know, cause the chrome do rust and the dust do shine. Broken could be gilded in its very own time. You can be sure, you won't even know what for. Now I'm down in a junk on a darkened day, searching through the prizes others throw away. Like a walking translation on a street of lies, singing these scrapyard lullabies. Wake up running on the sacred ground, 35 angels leading her around. Like a walking translation down a street of lies, singing these scrapyard lullabies. Singing these scrapyard lullabies. Don't need
to know. She don't even need to know. And Willie's trouble with Killian, with burn marks on my skin. I can't get no Woody and I. The war will never end. The war will never end. I told my baby, if I don't make it back, this mausoleum I had. All my gods are dying now. I'll kill another man. All my gods are dying now. Cause I could kill another man.
There from Chris Whitley from his catalog War Crime Blues, the title track from his wonderful album he put out last year, a totally stripped down affair, just him and his guitar, and then Scrapyard Lullaby going back to Dirt Floor out in 1999. Again, Whitley passed away earlier this week at the age of 45. You're in house. You can find more of us online, of course, all the artists you hear every day on the weblog. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. There are links, MP3s, photos, all that kind of stuff. inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Nick Moss and the Flip Tops in town for a performance tonight at Michelle City Lights. We'll get to live stuff from them when we come back in house. Back in house now, and joining me in the studio today, Nick Moss and the Flip Tops. They're from Chicago. They're in town for a performance tonight at Michelle City Lights in Pocatello. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing real good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Thanks for coming in today. Day before Thanksgiving, you're out on the road. I guess that's par for the course for you, though.
You got to take it when it comes, man.
Right. Because you guys are out on the road a lot. You guys, I noticed you play hundreds of shows a year, right?
We try and get out there as much as we can.
You got a big European tour coming up, too, in 2006, is that?
Yeah, we're going over there a couple times next year, starting in May.
Cool. You're touring in support of the fourth release called Sadie May, out this summer.
Yeah, it was out in July.
In July. And where's the band going as far as these releases? I mean, what differentiates one from another?
You know what? I don't think anyone differentiates the other except for the material, but it's all mm-hmm. Chicago blues. That's what I play.
Right.
I mean, I don't try to do a different concept for every record like some people do. I know But, man, I play Chicago blues. I play with all the old timers, the guys that I have playing with me. Played with a lot of the old timers, and we just try to keep doing all the stuff that was taught to us over the years.
Right, cool. You got your start, I guess. You actually started out as a bassist, right?
Yeah, I was a bass player for years with a bunch of local legend guys like Buddy Scott and the Rib Tips and stuff, you know. And then I moved up. I was playing with Jimmy Dawkins for a while for bass, mm-hmm. and then I took the bass spot in a legendary blues band, which was Muddy Waters' band when they left Muddy in the early 80s, okay. and had formed their own band. I took the bass spot from Calvin Jones, who was the original bass player. He retired, and I was 19 years old. And,
wow.
And I ended up playing bass with those guys for like 4 years before he switched me over to guitar.
Was that a pretty natural switch for you, or was that tough for a while?
No, it was pretty natural because I had always noodled around with guitar. The bass, you know, I was always more comfortable with bass, but I think it was just a thing that Willie Big Eye Smith, who was the drummer at the time, knew that I had always been messing with the guitar on the uh-huh. road. And when our guitar player had to leave for some personal problems, he just said, you know, you might as well play guitar because it'd be easier for you to show a bass player some stuff than for us to have to retrain a guitar player.
Right, right. Because you knew all the songs. So.
Yeah, so it was fairly easy.
Rest, as they say, is history, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to some stuff from the disc to hear the studio version of the band, but you're nice enough to play some acoustic stuff in studio.
Sure, we'll do some stuff.
All right, what you going to get to?
Well, you know, one of my biggest influences, a guy I played with for many years, was Jimmy Rogers. And I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Jimmy, but we're going to do one of my favorite tunes from Jimmy. It's called Ludella.
Hey.
Ludella, baby, don't you hear me calling you? Ludella, Ludella, baby, don't you hear me calling you? Well, I've tried so hard, Ludella, just trying to get along with you. Ludella, I work in the peach orchard. I get you anything you need. Well, I pay your house rent, Ludella. Just trying to keep it clean. Ludella, Ludella. Baby, don't you hear me? I'm calling you. Be out the train, get along with you. I hear you. Ludella, I work in the pizza. I get you anything you need. I pay your house rent, Lou Della. Just trying to keep it clean. Lou Della, Lou Della. Baby, don't you hear me? I'm calling you. Lou Della, Lou Della. Baby, you know I'm in love with you.
Nick Moss and the Flip Tops are live in the studio today. That's the way they'd sound out on the street, right?
What's that?
That's the way you'd sound out on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But electric, I guess, is what you do with, as far as the shows go, or does it go back and forth?
You know, we kind of switch things up around. You know, the guys are real talented that I got playing with me, and Jerry here was blowing harmonica. He plays bass and guitar and mandolin and harmonica during the shows. And
So you mix it up a bit.
Yeah, we switch it up. I'll play a little harmonica every now and then, some bass. But we switch it up, you know.
Cool.
And we all take turns on the microphone. Bob Carter, who you heard live here on the box top.
Right.
Playing drums. And, you know, he's a heck of a vocalist and songwriter, too. So we have fun, you know. Audience gets more than their money's worth, I'll tell you that.
That's great. You can catch them tonight. Michelle's City Lights, things getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight. And by the way, you should mention, I've been told a discount for ISU students as well, if anybody wants to drop by. Check out Nick Moss and
you're
the Flip Tops.
You're not supposed to say the amount, but
right.
It is a significant discount.
It is. It is a pretty significant discount.
Can I go that far as to say it's significant?
You could probably say the amount. I don't know, you know. I can't stop you.
I'll tell you at the door.
You're a big guy.
Just tell the kids to show up. I'll tell them at the door.
It should be a great show tonight at Michelle's City Lights. You are on your own as far as your solo releases, your band releases. You're on your own label.
I started
Blue Bella.
My own label.
How's that been for you?
You know, it's been a learning experience. It's definitely been a learning experience over the years. My wife, Kate, and, you know, she's probably been, you know, the brains behind it.
Uh-huh.
The brains and the beauty. I'm just the brawn. But, you know, she had worked for Delmark Records doing graphic design. She still does stuff. She'd been around the business long enough, and just in her business, she knew what questions to ask, you know, to get things done. And, you know, with each new release, we learned a little bit more about how to do things the right way.
Right.
And it's, like I said, it's been a learning experience. It's been a lot of fun. I wouldn't go back. You know, if you would have asked me two releases ago, do I want to be on someone else's label, I probably would have said yeah. But by now, no one's going to do anything for me other than what I'm doing for myself right now.
Right, right. It seems like this day a lot of artists are going that route, even you know, people who have been on labels for a long time these days. You can just, it's a lot easier to start your own label and do your own thing, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the material's out there, the information is out there if you know where to look for. And I mean, I even built my own studio now. I mean, my last release, we recorded in our own studio.
Very cool, yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of bands doing that nowadays, you know.
So do you have plans to sign anybody else to Blue Bella, or is that just pretty much your thing?
No, you know what? We have friends of ours that we've actually recorded records for. I don't know if you're familiar. There's a young band out of Denver, Colorado, called Easy Bill and the Big Beat.
Easy Bill and the Big
Beat. And I did his last two CDs, produced his last two CDs. The most recent one came out in August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
September,
August. And what's it called? Tune In?
Stay Tuned.
But that one was it. He flew out. He brought his whole band out to Chicago to record it in my basement on this last one, and it was really good. And we kind of did he's got his own label too, but we kind of did a conjunction between his label and my label just to help promote it.
Uh-huh. I see.
And get it in some stores and stuff. And then there's another young band out of Southern Illinois near Champaign that I just finished doing a record with, and we're probably going to do something with them. And, you know, I've got a lot of friends, you know, that come across, you know, the country on tours, you know, R.J. Michaud, Mark Hummel, John Nemeth, who's originally from Boise.
Hmm.
Guys like that, they come through, and, you know, I kind of have I call it the wayward motel for traveling musicians. You know,
right.
If I'm home and they ain't got a place to stay, they usually crash by me, and, you know, and then we end up going down in the basement, cutting a couple tracks, and pretty soon I'll probably be putting out a compilation CD. All the guys that, you know,
okay.
Gary Primich.
I was going to say
that recorded in my basement.
Does that translate to a huge list of guest musicians on your albums too? Maybe. Hey, could you play this guitar part for me?
Or you know, just my CD previous.
Uh-huh.
That was the only one I had a lot of guests. I gave you a copy of that today.
Right.
And that was more of a planned thing. It wasn't just something, you know, kind of happened. It was just my first two CDs. I got a lot of positive feedback from not only fans but musician friends of mine over the years, and some of them happened to be like Anson Funderburg and Sam Myers and some of the old timers that I played with, like Willie Smith and Bob Stroger and guys, and they all said, hey, when you do another CD, let me know because I want to play on it. And
you're okay with that, right?
What are you going to say, no?
Right.
So I said, yeah, okay. And when I got ready to do the third CD, I called them up and said, you guys still want to do the CD? And every one of them was like, yeah, sure. Curtis Salgado, all these guys, man, they were all, yep, yeah, I'm there. And we recorded that CD, and that's the one that was nominated for Best Contemporary Album of the Year in 2003.
The Randy Award, yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of Blue Bella, your latest release on that is Sadie Mae.
Yes.
It came out this summer. Sadie Mae is, who is Sadie Mae?
Sadie Mae is my daughter.
She's your daughter. And the song is about her, too?
Yes, it is. It's a song I wrote for her.
Okay, we're going to hear that title track from Sadie Mae from Nick Moss and the Flip Tops.
Do his best.
Sadie Mae is the title track from Nick Moss and the Flip Top's latest release. And they're my live in-studio guest today, also playing tonight at Michelle City Lights, downtown Pocatello. Things getting underway around 7 p.m. tonight. And Sadie Mae, that's your daughter.
Yep.
And that almost sounds like, you know, it sounds like traditional blues form. Love song, you know, I'll do anything for you, you know.
Well,
but
no,
it's
a
different
a
kind
song.
Of thing. Well, right, right. But it's...
Yeah.
Right. Kind of the way...
I hear where you're going.
Okay. Kind of the way gospel, you know,
yeah,
crossed over into blues.
Yeah.
And those were love songs, too, in a way.
Well, yeah, you know, they're all tied together.
Sure,
you know, people,
sure,
you know, people throughout the years, you know, got very angry at that fact.
Yes,
you know?
They did. Yes, they did.
But it is. It's all tied together. Gospel, jazz, blues, country music. It's all comes from the same thing. To me, it's all blues. You know,
yeah,
all Americana,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's all American forms.
You know, that's another reason why people should come support it. You know, one of the true American art forms.
Very true. But it's interesting. You say you're going to Europe. Have you toured in Europe?
Yeah.
So it seems like the American forms are, you know, that much bigger over there. Do you find that when you tour there?
I think that in general, like, Europeans, they love everything American.
Uh-huh.
But they might not like Americans so much.
Right, except for the actual, right.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I know, I don't know. that's a stereotype, too. But I've never had nothing but good experiences over there. Bob, you've been over there a bunch of times.
I've had good times.
Good times, says Bob.
You know, they do seem to take to it more than the American audiences. It's a different atmosphere, though.
Yeah.
You know, where American audiences, when they're having a good time, they really get into it, and it's pretty raucous, and, you know, and people screaming and shouting, and then you got, of course, you got your, you know, your drunks screaming out, Stevie Ray!
Right, right.
You know, that doesn't happen in Europe. You know, I remember the first time I played over there, and we played in Germany, and the audience just sat there, and they're staring at you with, like, these straight faces. All I could think of was like, oh man, I just must suck tonight. This must be awful. And then the song ended, and then there was like this loud roar of approval and claps and stuff, and then just stopped. And then they were ready for the next song.
Right.
And then, you know, hands back on their laps, staring straight at you, ready for the next song. And I was like, wow, this is different.
Speaking of stereotypes, that sounds kind of German. Speaking of stereotypes,
but it's like that in a lot of parts of Europe. You know, they listen. Which is cool, you know. They want to hear the song.
They want to hear the song. They're looking for rhythm changes, and is that a 4/4 or a 6/8 or what?
Well, you know, they're listening. They're trying to, you know, hear the words and stuff because, you know, unfortunately for Americans, you know, most Europeans speak better English than we do.
Right.
You know, they want to hear what's going on.
Right, right.
Which is cool. I like that. They're listening.
Well, hey, we have people listening, and they want to hear what's going on, too.
You guys
that was a segue. You guys are going to do another live one, I think. I just saw he changed harmonicas.
Sure.
So.
We can do some things. You know, why don't we do something with your mandolin there?
Alrighty.
I wish I would have bought my cheater bar.
I don't have
it.
You want an A if you want.
You're
right,
man. You okay? We'll go back to A. All right. From New Orleans, way down near the Gulf of Mexico, Louise, baby, please hurry home, Louise, mama, please hurry home. Well, someone fishing in your pond ever since you've been gone. Louise, someone fishing deep in your pond. Louise,
Baby, summer fishing in your pond. Yeah, they're catching all your fish, frying them up and down.
All right, man.
Fishing in your pond ever since you've been gone. Louise, sweet little girl I've known. Louise, sweet little girl I've known. Where you come from, New Orleans, over here? We down near the Gulf of Mexico. I can't go on.
Nick Moss and the Flip Tops live in the studio today, and for those of you who didn't know the mandolin could play the blues, you might be in for a surprise tonight. It's Michelle City Lights at 7 p.m. downtown Pocatello. Yeah, I never have associated mandolin with the blues at all. That was interesting.
Give them a brief history lesson, won't you, Jerry?
Well, the mandolin and blues music, a lot of the string bands back in more of the rural areas featured mandolin, guitar, and violin.
Sure, okay.
And then when they moved to the big city, the harmonica kind of took the place of the violin. And some of the mandolin players, rather than just switching to guitar, played electric mandolin,
okay.
Like Yank Rachel and Johnny Young.
There you go.
There you have
There's
it.
Your history lesson, the mandolin and blues.
Thank you, Jerry.
I did not know that.
This was brought to you by Idaho State University.
And those are some great recordings, too. Johnny Young, I mean, he's got, like, James Cotton and, you know, some really great players on those records.
Yes,
cool. Well, hey, thanks so much for stopping by today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And,
I'd like to see some of those, what, Bengals?
Bengals it is, yes.
Bengals, come on down and get your significant discount.
A number to be determined at the door. Right?
That's right.
7 p.m. tonight at Michelle City Lights. Let's go out with one more from the new disc, Sadie May.
Sure.
Anything in particular you want to do?
Okay, let me see. Can I just take a look at it?
Yeah, sure. It's
Oh, man. Let's give them a little bit of Chicago. This song is track number 11. This is actually a true story about the most notorious pimp in all of America who comes from Chicago.
Here we go.
You guys probably know him. Is the Bishop Don Magic Wand.
There you go. Nick Moss and the Flip Tops. Good luck down the road, guys.
If you ever get lonesome, would a bishop invite you on the website? Invites you on the website. Got lots of pretty women. Oh, they wait to take you for a ride. I don't care what your taste are. You know the bishop's got all kind of pretty little girls. I don't care what your taste, well, the bishop got all kind of kinky girls. And if the price is right,
take you right around the world. The bishop, he's a man of my tongue. Well, that magic wand is his name. Bishop, he's a man of my tongue. You know that magic wand is his name. Well, it keeps a stable full of women, but you know peddling skin is this man's game.
Take you right back in Greenwood, Mississippi. You know, me and B.B. King used to drive tractor in the NOLA. You know, I was driving the John Deere. He was driving the Fumo. Warren, but every Saturday night, you were talking about some fun. We just used to have it, brother. So I'm going to take you back to Greenwood.
¶¶
a woman I love. Boy, don't be yelling gone. Well, not a woman I love. Baby, don't be yelling gone. Well, now things don't change. You know I ain't gonna be here long. Be here long. Ain't gonna be alone. 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 Is he gone? She's gone. She's gone. She's gone. Oh yeah, my baby's gone. Ain't gonna be alone. Ain't gonna be alone. I gotta leave ya. Ain't gonna be alone. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, doggone, cause I love you, ain't gonna be alone, doggone.
That's music from Hound Dog Taylor closing us out today. His most recent release is Release the Hound out last year. She's Gone, the name of this tune. And we heard from Nick Moss and the Flip Tops right before. Again, you can catch them tonight at Michelle's City Lights here in Pocatello. Things getting underway at 7 p.m. should be a great show. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU in Pocatello. Underwriting support for In-House comes from Portneuf Valley Brewing. It's premium beer brewed for locals by locals, featuring live music each and every weekend. This weekend featuring the Lost Boys. Things getting underway at 7 p.m. on Friday night at 615 South First Avenue in Pocatello. That's Portneuf Valley Brewing. And in fact, you can catch the Lost Boys live here on the air on In-House. That's on Friday. They'll be my live in-studio guests. It'll also be the 1500th edition of the show. We're off tomorrow for Thanksgiving. Stay tuned next for The World.
I know it's bad. It's bad. It's bad, boy, I'm sad. You don't want you. She don't want. She don't love you. She don't love you. She don't love you. Son, she don't love you. Son, she don't love you. She don't love you bad. It's all right. It's all right. All right. All right. All right. All right. It's all right. It's all right, babe. It's all right. It's all right, darling. It's all right, babe. It's all right, babe. It's all right, darling.